This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. It's great to be back. And it's great to be back on the air in Las Vegas. We were off yesterday, technical difficulties, but we are back today. And I've got a great commentary for you. Would Democrats support Hitler over Trump? You'll love this one. We've hit a new low in the history of U.S. politics. Trump just successfully eliminated, arguably, the worst mass-murdering terrorist in the world today. A man who defines the evil the men do. You remember that Charles Bronson movie from the 1980s, The Evil the Men Do? Democrats and liberal activists responded by demonizing Trump, apologizing to Iran, and in some cases defending the mass-murdering terrorist. At this point, my educated guess is Democrats would side with Hitler if Trump killed him with a missile strike. They'd say, and I quote, "Hitler was a bad guy, but to assassinate him is a war crime. That makes us, America, terrorists. That makes our troops terrorists. Trump is worse than Hitler. Trump is guilty of war crimes. Worse, this assassination might escalate tensions between America and the Nazis. It might actually lead to war. We should have left Hitler alone," unquote. Can anyone doubt that's what the Democrats would say? Simply substitute the name Qasem Soleimani for Hitler. And various Democrat leaders, Democrat presidential candidates, liberal activists, and Hollywood celebrities use similar words to attack and demonize Trump over the targeting and killing of one of the world's worst terrorists. Celebrity athlete and Nike spokesman Colin Kaepernick accused our military of being, and I quote, "terrorists," and called our troops plunderers of the non-white world. Let's go over a few facts. First, our military is filled with wonderful, brave, heroic black and brown soldiers, not just white soldiers. Second, many of those black and brown American soldiers have died throughout history defending freedom, including the right of ignorant celebrities like Kaepernick to say stupid, racist, and treasonous things. Third, many of our black and brown American soldiers died at the hands of General Soleimani. Lastly, aren't the millions of people murdered, maimed, or displaced by Soleimani in the Middle East mostly black and brown themselves? Didn't Trump just do them a favor? Here's how a normal American, not suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, might respond to a situation like this. When President Obama targeted and killed Osama bin Laden, I cheered and celebrated. When Obama ordered drone strikes against terrorists, I supported him. A military and terrorism expert on my national radio show just days ago reported Obama oversaw 2,700 drone strikes in the Middle East. When it comes to killing terrorists, we aren't Republican or Democrat. We're all patriots and Americans, or at least we're supposed to be. I know of no Republican who ever blamed Obama or dared to call him a war criminal or made excuses why killing evil terrorists was not a good thing. I know of no Republican who ever dared to defend a murdering Islamic terrorist superstar like this Iranian general simply because Obama killed him. I know of no Republican who ever apologized to our enemies for the actions of our president. But Democrats have sunk to a new low never before imagined. This is one of the worst, most evil, vile terrorists in world history. He killed and maimed thousands of Americans and perhaps hundreds of thousands of peaceful Iranian protesters. And Trump took him out. Democrats should join Republicans and every other kind of American to simply say, "Thank you, good job," and then move on. But they didn't, and they won't. See, there's no longer even a doubt. If Trump killed Hitler, Democrats would defend Hitler, call Trump a war criminal, and apologize to the Nazis while begging on their knees for peace. That's my commentary coming out Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers all around this country syndicated by Creator Syndicate. Would Democrats support Hitler over Trump? And let me make an important point in case some liberal loser is watching. Okay? Or listening in this case. Listening. But later on tonight, watching my TV show. I never bring up Hitler. Never. It's liberals who always bring up the word Hitler and make comparisons between Hitler and others like Trump. In particular, Trump. And I think that's disgusting because I'm a Jew and I lost my relatives and I lost, in general, 6 million Jewish people who are of my bloodline in Nazi Germany. So to ever compare anyone to Hitler who's in politics, who doesn't kill people like Trump, is disgusting. That's why I never compared Obama to Hitler, ever. But I think it's totally fair to compare Hitler to a mass murderer like this, like this Iranian general Qasem Soleimani. That's fair. Mass murderer to mass murderer. This article's not comparing Democrats to Hitler. This article's comparing a mass murderer to Hitler. And the Democrats' reaction to that mass murderer being killed in a targeted strike by Trump. So it's a very fair article. I want to make sure I say that and state it out loud in case any liberal tries to twist my words out of context and say that I said something I didn't. I don't ever compare Democrats to Hitler because last I checked, Democrats aren't killing 6 million Jews. Democrats aren't sending people to gas chambers. Democrats aren't putting people on trains to their death. So you can't compare Democrats to Hitler. It's a ridiculous exaggeration to ever compare someone in politics in America to Adolf Hitler. That's stupid. I don't do that. But I think it's very fair to compare mass murderer to mass murderer and to compare the Democrats' reaction to us killing a mass murderer, therefore saving lives, and also gaining revenge for 600 dead Americans and thousands maimed. That's another issue I take issue with. You know, it's just like when Trump and the Republicans made the argument there was no quid pro quo in the whole thing with Ukraine. They never had to do that. What? Just say it out loud. There was a quid pro quo. There's always a quid pro quo. In the history of America, every politician always asks for something in return. Every single time politicians ask for something in return for money. They don't ever give something for free. So there's always quid pro quo. Stop being embarrassed. Stop being ashamed. It was a minor quid pro quo. And the same thing in this case. It's okay. You know, anyway, you get my idea. Would Democrats support Hitler over Trump? I think it's very clear they would because they're nuts. They're completely nuts. And by the way, one of the points I make on the show again and again is I grew up in a very rough inner city urban high school in New York, Mount Vernon High School on the Bronx borderline. And kids brought guns to school, kids brought knives to school, and kids were bullies, and I was always bullied until I learned how to fight, and then I fought back, and I won. And after I knocked a few kids out, never again was I ever bullied again the rest of my life. As a matter of fact, bullies become little wimps and cowards when you push them, when you bully them back. They get easily intimidated. What makes them a bully is no one ever challenges them. So I keep saying that's the case with these Islamic extremists. Every time, if Trump puts the American embassy in Jerusalem, the world will explode. There'll be rioting. There'll be murders. There'll be World War III. And there was nothing. And this time, what did Iraq say? Get out. Get out. Americans, get out. We don't want you in our country anymore. Guess what they just did? Iraq backs away from threat to expel U.S. troops. Of course they do. The minute you call their bluff, they back down and they crumble like a Chinese fortune cookie. Bullies always crumble when you bully them back. So stop worrying about what bullies around the world think. America's got to be the bully. Except we're the good bully, like Wade Root was. I was never a bad bully. I was the bully who went into bad kids who were terrorizing nice kids, weak kids, little kids, younger kids. And I beat the crap out of them or threatened to beat the crap out of them. And they backed down every time. And they left the poor kids alone. And that's exactly how I feel about Trump. Trump, yeah, liberals say he's a bully. Yeah, Trump's a bully. He's a good guy bully with a white hat. And he's bullying the worst people in the world, and they're backing down. They always do. So Iraq said, leave the country. Get out of our country. They scream, get out of our country. We don't want Americans here. And all of a sudden, when you push back, they go, oh no, it's okay, you can stay. We're probably better off leaving, by the way. I wish we had said, you know what, no problem, let's get out. Why spill another drop of American blood in that crappy little country? Let them all fend for themselves. Let them all drown. They're like drowning people. You throw them a life raft and they try to pull you over, you under. Just screw them. Who cares about Iraq? I say let them drown. I just, you know, we could have called their bluff, but I also laugh because we did call their bluff and they said, no, you could stay. All right, switching gears for a minute. I want to switch gears away from Iran for a minute. Those who missed the show in Vegas yesterday, I mean, it was 3 hours of Iran, and I made some great points. But I want to shift gear because the latest data shows the economy ended 2019 on a strong note, putting recession fears to bed. Liberals wrong again. I'll get to that in the next segment. And I also want to check out new IRS data that reveals winners and losers of wealth migration across 50 states. And guess who are all the biggest winners? Republican red states and zero state income tax states. And guess who are all the loser states? All the biggest blue states with the highest taxes, filled with Democrats, filled with welfare addicts, filled with illegal aliens. Everybody's running away. And I guarantee you the people running away are the ones with the income. So you've killed yourselves. This is proof that Republicans are right about everything. Everything. I'll have all that when we get back. And because of all that, the latest census projections show gains for Republicans in the Electoral College in 2020. In other words, there's going to be new congressional districts in Texas, in Florida, in Georgia, in South and North Carolina, maybe in Nevada where I'm from. That's where everybody's moving. States where the taxes are low and the regulations are low and there's less government. We were right about everything. We are right about everything. Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, raw and unfiltered. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall Pack. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast. See the shining sea? I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior. Capitalist evangelist, always in the world famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. I'm American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. In the immortal words of John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. So let's go to war. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. I don't apologize for it. I don't need to apologize. I don't need your forgiveness. I fight for cops, not criminals. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz. Gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. And the great Fred Weinberg, who's given me my shot in national radio syndication. And soon, within days, we'll be on in Chicago. 4.5 million new listeners. Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Ed and Fred. RootWall.com is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the RootWall.com studio. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together can raise the money President Trump needs for the wall, and we will. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to RootWall.com, RootWall.com. And the disclaimer is required by the FEC, Root for the Wall Pack paid for, and is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee, RootWall.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. If you want to reach me, it is WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'd love to get your emails, WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can find me at RootForAmerica.com, or ProjectRootWall.com. And last but not least, whether you're talking about Twitter or Parler or PolitiChatter, I'm at Real Wayne Root. PolitiChatter is the newest one. Let me look it up right now, PolitiChatter. Hold on a second. I told this story yesterday, but many of you in Vegas didn't hear it. So at Twitter, I just constantly go zero. I don't gain a single person at Twitter, ever. You could watch my, you can watch my tweets, but I'm being shadow banned. And so you have to go find them. They don't come across your screen. But on PolitiChatter, I'm gaining about 10,000 fans a day. A day. I was at zero 3 weeks ago, brand new, and now I'm at 129,000. To be exact, 128,921. So I was at 120,000 yesterday, and now I'm at just about a smidge under 130,000. So I'm gaining 10,000 fans a day at PolitiChatter. I was gaining, in the last 3 years, I think I gained like 7,000 at Twitter. So it just goes to show you that I'm being shadow banned. Twitter's a bunch of frauds. Facebook, a bunch of frauds. Instagram, YouTube, they're all trying to hurt conservatives. It's very sad. So go to PolitiChatter.com, PolitiChatter.com, and just type in at Real Wayne Root, and boom, you're there. And you can see all my thoughts all day long. So good news, more Americans approve of Trump's strike on Iranian terrorists than disapprove. This poll, let's see, who's this poll? According to a new poll from the uber-liberal Huffington Post, 43% of registered voters said they supported Trump's order to kill Major General Qasem Soleimani. 30% strongly approved, and 38% said they disapproved. 19% said they don't know. They're the dumbest people of all time. 84% of Republican and right-leaning independents said they approved. And a surprising 29% of Democrats and left-leaning independents approved. The poll found other interesting things. Survey found 43% of respondents think Trump did not plan carefully enough before ordering the airstrike, while 35% said he did plan carefully enough. A majority, 57%, said they think the strike makes further military conflict more likely. 44% poll said Trump should have received congressional authorization. 34% said no. So those, basically, they're all pretty liberal people, but still more approve than disapprove of Trump's strike. I'm sure they polled all voters, registered voters, not likely voters, and still the numbers were relatively good for Trump. Again, I didn't even get to it, but the latest data show the economy ended 2019 on a strong note. Who didn't know that? Anyone listening to my show knew that. Wayne Root, make sure you are educated. You are smart. Not just smart, you're brilliant when you leave this show 3 hours a day. Putting recession fears to bed. Who told you that? Do you remember back in August when everybody said, recession, recession, there was a cross in the bond market, recession, and Wayne Root and my great friend Kip Herridge went back in history and found, yeah, you're right, when that bond cross happens, there's always a recession 4 years later. Trump will be reelected, they'll still be talking about recession that never came. What a joke. There never was going to be a recession now, a minute later. They forgot to tell you the second half of the equation. There's always a recession when this bond cross happens 4 years later. And Trump will make sure it's 8 years later. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, war.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah, it's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up at Staples, because right now, all HB ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off.
Plus, get free overnight delivery on HB ink at Staples.com. Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Valid 1/5/20 to 1/11/20. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or Staples.com/ink savings for details.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper discussing the escalating tensions with Iran following the strike that killed a top Iranian terrorist.
As we defend our people and interests, let me reiterate that the United States is not seeking a war with Iran, but we are prepared to finish one.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump is calling impeachment by the House the greatest hoax ever.
The impeachment is a big hoax. It's become a laughingstock all over the world.
The president says Democrats have been out to get him for more than 3 years now. Meanwhile, the president says about the possible testimony of former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Well, that's going to be up to the lawyers. It'll be up to the Senate, and we'll see how they feel.
Your final numbers on Wall Street for this Tuesday. The Dow lost 120 points to finish today at 28,584. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and un-
unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, Raw and Unfiltered. I shoot from the hip and speak from the heart with passion and energy and enthusiasm and intensity you don't get from any other show in the United States of America. By the way, some bad things going on right now. Missiles fired early Wednesday. I know it's Tuesday. Here in America, it's Tuesday. But in Iraq and Iran, it's Wednesday. And missiles were fired early Wednesday, meaning moments ago, in multiple locations across Iraq, targeting United States military bases, targeting U.S. military forces, and the attacks appear to be coming from Iran and Iranian forces. So I guess I gave Iran way too much credit because I didn't think they were suicidal. I didn't think they were this stupid to actually respond to President Trump. I figured they talk big and then shut up and back down. But they're more stupid than I even gave them credit for because Trump doesn't play games. This guy will annihilate them. If he's smart, what he'll do is he'll target their palaces. Because the people of Iran are actually good people. And they don't like this administration, this regime. And they want to knock this regime out. All those protesters in the street hate the Iranian Ayatollah leaders. And so the mullahs. And so if we target not the people, but actually the palaces, I think we could trigger a total, complete breakdown of this regime. All right, before we get to our esteemed guest, who's probably a perfect guest to talk about all this, we've got to mention our sponsor, My Doctor Suggests, because it is cold and flu season, and some are saying it's the worst cold and flu season in a long time. I heard some suggest the worst cold and flu season ever in Vegas. Everybody I know has been sick in the last 60 days. Everybody. Not me. Nobody I know has been sick because silver is the best defense against colds and flu. My good friends at My Doctor Suggests have a whole line of products built around alkaline structured silver, which destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. They do a great job. They've been great for my voice. Haven't had a cold in 4 years. Haven't had flu in 4 years. No longer have brain fog. I wake up in the morning sharp as a tack. And don't have leaky gut anymore. I can eat and not get fatigued. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. So join me and thousands of other people who are fans of mine who have listened to my show or watched my TV show on Newsmax, and they've seen these ads from My Doctor Suggests, and they've experienced a positive difference in their health. Get 20% off not just the first order, but every order. When you tell them Wayne Root sent you, call toll-free. 866-660-9868. Can't get it in stores. Only get it here. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT. So either tell them Root sent you or you love the show or promo code ROOT. 20% off. 866-660-9868. mydoctorsuggest.com/root. All right, we've got Joel Pollack here, senior editor-at-large, Breitbart News. His website, of course, is Breitbart.com, co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. And so there's lots of things we're going to get to about, you know, this whole Iran situation, but we have to start with this breaking news. Joel, I'm a little shocked that they even have responded back. They're daring Trump, that they're, you know, literally sending lobbing missiles towards American bases across Iraq, multiple locations. I'm surprised, because usually when you bash a bully. Bullies back down. They talk big, but they back down. But these bullies are obviously suicidal. So Trump is going to respond, and you know it's not going to be pleasant. And so we've got big things happening.
Hey, Wayne. Well, you know, the first thing I want to know is every time somebody reports that there's a war breaking out, do you get a piece of the action there? Do you get royalties? Because you're a slogan.
Yeah.
You can see if that works. But in all seriousness, look, we always have to be concerned when our troops are in the line of fire, and they certainly are out there. But I'm not sure Trump has to respond to this. We don't know exactly what these missiles are. If they're landing in a parking lot, it's not clear we have to respond, because if Iran is just lobbing missiles that are not particularly well-guided and that don't hit anything, then Trump still wins the round, and I think that he can walk away saying that he's deterred them from actually killing Americans. The red line he's really drawn is killing an American soldier or civilian contractor or whatever. If Iran actually takes action that results in American death, then I think you'll see him respond. But in the past, when they've just lobbed rockets at machinery or buildings, without any casualties. He's often let it go. I think Iran might also be doing something to save face. They actually know they can't do anything that would really respond, that would really retaliate, because anything they do is not only going to, as you said earlier, trigger a massive response, but it's also going to alienate Iran from the only allies it has left, which are European countries that do a lot of business in Iran, like Germany and so forth. So I think that Iran is in a tough spot. The reports I've seen of these rockets, seems about half a dozen or so, they don't seem to hit much here, say that's the case. And, you know, this is just a perfunctory show of resistance, but I think the entire region understands, with the killing of Soleimani, that there's nothing Iran can do to protect its own military leaders in the field. And it's a massive blow to the Iranian regime. You know, American bases are fairly large installations. You know, you can hit them with firecrackers, you know, but if it really does become a serious threat to our troops, Trump can always call the Israelis, get some of those Iron Dome anti-missile systems, which we helped develop anyway, and, you know, there won't be any problems. I mean, they're expensive, but that's what they're there for. And I think that, you know, Trump is still in a pretty good position. If this is all the Iranians can do, if this is the best they can do, it's pretty pathetic.
Well, assuming that it has not caused any injuries or death, I agree that your response is a very smart response, a very reasoned response, a very common sense response, assuming that they haven't hit their target. But I did hear the latest news was 10 missiles have hit inside the base. So we don't know yet, Joel, whether there were any injuries or any, God forbid, you know, deaths. But, you know, if they hit inside the base, you know, your point's well taken. Was it a parking lot? Are they just doing this to kind of save face and make sure they look like they're doing something so that they're not overthrown by people who feel they're weak? I don't know. We'll see how serious this was or wasn't. But if it is serious, Trump's going to turn their country into a parking lot. They got to understand that. So I'm just shocked if they actually make a serious attempt to kill Americans at this point. So we'll see. We'll see. But I do respect your response, and I do think that it's a reasoned response. This could just be a way of saving face. We'll see. How about the Democrats' reaction to Trump's decision to authorize the airstrike that killed General Soleimani? You know, look, I've always been the leader in the forefront, right in the forefront of saying Democrats are insane, they've lost their minds, they have Trump derangement syndrome. Even I would never imagine they'd be so stupid. Some of these celebrities and Colin Kaepernick, and even in some cases Democrat politicians, leading ones, basically hinting, yeah, he was a bad guy, but Trump had no right to do it, and Trump could be guilty of war crimes, and Colin Kaepernick, we're all racists, we're all terrorists, we hate black and brown people. The response was nutty. I was always behind Obama, even though I couldn't stand the guy behind him when he took out terrorists. So, I mean, the right patriotic thing to do is not be a Republican or Democrat, but be an American in response to America maybe being at war. And it's amazing. Democrats can't even manage that. Joel, are you there?
Yeah, it's incredible. Oh, I
there he is.
With you. The statement Pelosi put out on Sunday afternoon.
Shocking.
In a letter. Well, she accused Trump of taking disproportionate action. I can't
right.
think of a military action that was more proportionate. I mean, it was disproportionate in the sense that it was really rather limited compared to the damage that Soleimani did, killing over 600 Americans, wounding thousands. You know, for Pelosi to say that Trump committed a disproportionate military action is also to expose him to international criminal legal liability, because it's a violation of international law to carry out a disproportionate attack. So she's basically saying to the world, we are ready to throw our president to the lions, and saying to Iran, we would rather lose a war with you than win with Trump. Please find a way for us to surrender to you so that we can get rid of our president. That's essentially how I read her statement.
Yeah, I wrote a commentary, kind of a in-your-face commentary that'll be in Thursday's newspapers around the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. The title, Joel, is Would Democrats Support Hitler Over Trump? And I said, can you imagine if you just substitute the name Hitler for the bad guy, the Iranian general Soleimani? They basically said, you know, Hitler was a bad guy, but to assassinate him is a war crime. And that makes us terrorists, and that makes Trump guilty of war crimes. And this is an assassination that might escalate tensions between America and the Nazis. I mean, I just substitute those words. It could actually lead to war. We should have left Hitler alone. That's basically what Democrats said and liberal activists said, that we'd be better off not, you know, taking on and taking out one of the world's worst, most evil terrorist superstars, you know? And so substitute that evil guy for Hitler, and that would be Democrats' reaction if Trump was the one who did it. They'd love it if Obama did it, but if Trump did it, they'd actually defend Hitler and the Nazis and apologize to them, and that's what they basically did the other day.
You know, you're 100% correct, and the example you provide, you know, we usually joke that when people start invoking Hitler, they're going to an extreme, they've lost the argument.
Right. But yeah, I never liked invoking Hitler.
Well, the thing is, though, that what you're talking about actually did happen in Great Britain during the Second World War. There were people, prior to the bombing of Britain, there were people in the British elite who argued that it was better for Britain to leave Hitler alone, that he wasn't going to bother us, that we could do much better without going to war, and if we went to war against Hitler, we would become just like him. And
by the way, Neville Chamberlain was like that, basically the leader at the time. Before Churchill took over, was Neville Chamberlain.
Right.
And he achieved peace.
It was a position that had support in the British ruling classes. They did not want to go to war against Hitler, and partly because they saw him, until the Soviets attacked, they saw him as opposed to communism, so they were quite happy to let him do whatever he was doing in Europe.
Hey Joel, the music's on. We got to run. Can you stay tuned and stay on for the next segment? We'll talk about the impeachment hearing and the impeachment trial. Mitch McConnell, we'll be back talking about Mitch and the impeachment trial with Joel Pollack of Breitbart News. War. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another other popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Well, it does appear to be real. U.S. military bases across Iraq under missile attack. Al-Assad base under assault with still incoming surface-to-surface missiles. 30 missiles so far, and Iranians are shouting Allah Akbar. So we shall see whether this is the real thing, but it sounds like it is the real thing. And Trump already issued a statement and said he's huddling with his national security people and making decisions. And you know what that means. There's going to be a big response. If this is bad, there's going to be a very... It's not going to be a tempered response. It's going to be an explosive response. I guarantee you. It's about 3 a.m. or so in Baghdad right now. Real Water is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I want you all to get real. Real Water, that is. I live and die with my Real Water. It's the only stable, negative ion, alkaline water in America. And I drink it everywhere I go. Wherever I go, you'll see me with Real Water in my hand. Real Water is up their game. They've now got Real Water Concentrate. So you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Real Water Concentrate just adds a few drops to whatever you're drinking. Purified water, coffee, tea, juice, wine. And it adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Check it out. Get your free bottle right now, 702-31-1217. Yeah, it's a Vegas number, but you can call it from anywhere in the United States and get a free bottle. All you have to do is pay a small shipping and handling fee, or if you're in Vegas, tell them you'll drop by the plant and get the bottle for free without the shipping and handling. Either way, the bottle's free, 702-381-1217, or go to TeamGetReal.com. Real Water, TeamGetReal.com. All right, we're with Joel Pollack. Joel, editor-at-large, Breitbart News, the website Breitbart.com, co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. It does sound like it's not a saving face. It is a serious attack on American military installations in Iraq. And if it is, I think you could expect a very large response, a bold response from President Trump.
You know, I don't know what you can expect from President Trump. I think what he's done very cleverly in the Middle East and elsewhere is the unexpected. So, again, I think we have to wait to see what happens. We have to wait to see whether there are casualties. And we have to wait to see whether there was a fear of casualties. You know, we've got to look at this. We don't have to be goaded into anything by the Iranians. We haven't before. You know, they shot down a drone. They attacked the Saudi oil field. They did a bunch of stuff. It's only when they went after Americans and killed a contractor and wounded some service members that we responded. And then they went after our embassy, and, of course, we took out Soleimani. I don't think we have to be goaded into a wider war, but I do think that if Trump feels they've crossed the line again, I think you can see a massive response. But again, I don't think there are any plans to invade Iran. I don't think there are any plans to send our troops into Iran, particularly unless there's some special operations force. I do think we have the ability to wipe out their oil refineries. I do think we can do a lot of damage to their economy and make the regime essentially unsustainable, which it may already be. So I feel that what they're doing right now, again, we have to wait and see, and hopefully it doesn't look much worse than it is, but they're firing missiles, surface-to-surface missiles at our bases, but I don't know how good their aim is. I don't know where these things are landing. You know, we have to just watch, and I'm pretty sure this president is going to do the right thing, and I'm also sure he's not going to do the thing that's necessarily expected. If the attacks are coming from inside Iran, you know, we can take out those missile sites pretty quickly. I don't think the Iranian, you know, let me put it this way. What's encouraging so far is that they're firing against a military target and not against a civilian target. We know that Iran, through its proxies like Hezbollah, we know that the Iranians have terrorism cells all over the world, including in this country probably some activists ready to do whatever Iran tells them to do, or maybe in the Mexican cartels. They tried to pay a cartel member to bomb a Washington, D.C. restaurant in 2011 to kill the Saudi ambassador.
I remember that, yes.
So, you know, they've got terror cells. I think it's at least encouraging that they're going after military targets. After all, those are legitimate targets under international law. If they came after American civilians or other civilians, that, I think, would really require a response. And
yeah, well, don't forget, one of the reasons we're here now, Joel, one of the reasons we're at this moment in time is that they targeted American military, you know, 600 of our boys and girls dead, and thousands maimed. So, I mean, yeah, it wasn't civilian, but it was military with roadside bombs. It's pretty bad stuff. So, I mean, I would put nothing by. We'll see. We're all conjecturing. Let's wait and see what happened. But at this moment in time, I could tell you the Iranian National Guard has taken credit for these missile launches. So it sure appears to be their declaration of some sort of a military response, i.e. war. But we'll see. Let's get back to the reason I had you come back for this segment. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell ready to begin the Senate's impeachment trial without witnesses. Where do you think it's going to lead?
I think ultimately it's going to force McConnell to change the rules of the Senate so that they don't have to receive the articles from the House, and then he's going to just dismiss the impeachment and it will be done.
And I think that's a good way to do it, to make it so unimportant that you make it clear to America it's a joke and it's dismissed in a day. That's probably a great way to do it. America just doesn't care. They've lost. Democrats have lost the battle and they've lost the interest of the American people. So it's probably the right way to do it without witnesses. And Mitch McConnell, you know, I've never liked the guy, but, you know, he's come through lately. He really has. With judges and with this, he's come through. Mitch McConnell wins a few chits from Wayne Root. Joe Pollack, you always win chits from me. Senior editor-at-large, Breitbart News, website Breitbart.com, co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. Always appreciate you coming on the show and appreciate what you do at Breitbart. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, so we've got problems in Iraq, and it could be the beginnings of war. We'll find out when we get back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey. Okay.